Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast, the longest running podcast about Vanderpump Rules out there. Please join your hosts, Holly and Sarah, as they deep dive everything Vanderpump Rules.
Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C. What's up?
What's up?
Oh my god, I think I killed a forest. I have so many notes.
I know.
So many shows.
It was a lot.
Just when I thought, I was like, I am ahead of the game. I've got the Valley trailer. I've got the mid-season VPR trailer. I've got the episode. And I've got Watch What Happens Live. And then Holly's like, I'm watching the after show. I'm like, what? So now I have the after show.
I know. Yeah, it was just like non-stop content yet last night. I was like, woo.
What I haven't checked is the Jax's post.
Oh.
Did you see what that's at? How many people?
No.
Oh, okay. About next Tuesday?
Oh, no. I did see the post. No, but I haven't checked it.
Okay. So we are doing what we're doing. Well, you know what? Let's do the episode since that's the freshest, and then we'll come back for our second pod and do the two different trailers and an update on next week.
Yes, sounds good.
In between, we'll get all the updates. So, and we can do our whatever social media has happened or whatever on the next episode with the Valley, you guys. And actually, I have seen the entire Valley, but I can only speak on the trailer, which we will do. But I definitely have some opinions. But, you know, most of my opinions were already formed through the trailer and through personal experience. But yeah, it's going to be fun to talk about.
Yeah.
All right, you want to get into episode 7, VPR?
Yes, I feel like just before we even get into it, I am all over the place on this episode. I feel like it's one that I need to watch like another like 30 times to like really form how I'm feeling. Because damn.
I watched it 3 times. I normally watch it once and then we podcast and watch it on my computer at 5 o'clock. But then I missed a couple things because you can't stop or rewind, whatever.
That's the problem. That's the problem with the first watch, for sure.
Well, then it replayed immediately. You know how it doesn't always do that? It'll play like some dumb old show.
Yes.
But it did replay immediately. So I picked up the spots I wanted to review again or I missed. And then I was done. And then by the time I was done with that, it came on like regular TV, and I'm like, oh, now I can watch it on a nice screen. And so I was like, well,
you know what,
maybe I won't need my notes.
Yeah, I tuned in and it was like halfway through. Like I started in the middle and then I was able to watch from the beginning and then hit that part again. But yeah, still, it's like not like I need to, like today I'm definitely doing a rewatch.
Well, then you can do it for pleasure.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. So the first thing I noticed, I'm like, did I just see a sign that said Hike WeHo? Like, okay. Where might that be? Melrose Place? Santa Monica Boulevard? It is quite a hike.
Yeah.
Anyways, so Ariana hears Tom coming back from Tahoe. She's like, it's the sound of like the Wicked Witch coming back.
Yeah.
And he's like, I feel like the stench of scandal is wearing off and like people are humanizing me again. I'm going to go journal about it, Anne. Okay, you do that. I'm going to go see the Barbie movie.
Oh my god, I love that. You're leaving out the most iconic part again, which the editors I think like any nomination that they have had, like we should yank it back for what they are doing to James and Allie's pool. Like I'm done. We don't need to see an airplane every single time.
I think I missed it because I just block it out now.
Like I was, you know, like they're like, oh, Graham is swimming. You know, like he can get out of the pool. Yay. And then the airplane goes over.
Is it like, Southwest again?
What?
Was it Southwest again?
I'm, you know what? Like, right now I'm questioning myself, but I am, I would say I'm 90% sure that it was.
I'm wondering if it's like they're seeding our brain. You know, they're like, wait, and did they have the, well, that was Alaska, but Southwest had a whole bunch of issues. And so now they're like trying to seed our brain, like, must fly Southwest by constantly showing those images.
Yeah. You know? Well, you know, the other thing that I noticed, oh my gosh, I'm going so off topic right now. But the other thing I like at BravoCon, the sponsors, like at the, they had booths and stuff, you know, it was like State Farm, Wayfair, Wendy's, like stuff like that. And now it's like there is so many commercials with all of the Bravo celebrities in it. Like they're like, it's like Wendy's, 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 Wayfair, 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 Southwest.
Yeah, the Wayfair ones are out of control.
They are.
But I am sitting in a chair from Wayfair right now. This brand new kick-ass office chair. And it's like, it feels like a first-class airplane seat. It kicks out. There's like a footrest.
It kicks out?
It kicks out. It massages. It heats.
Damn.
I really low-key, high-key want a lazy boy. But I'm like, it's just not a good look. But I'm like, but I really want it. And I thought, I could treat this as a lazy boy. I could wheel it over to my TV area at night.
Yeah, it works as a... Well, yeah, and with working and everything, totally. And that's a great idea.
It was $95. This chair looks like a $600 chair. It's $95. And all the reviews were like, assembles like a breeze, 10 to 15 minutes. I'm like, I am suspicious of that. But okay, we'll see. I literally opened the box. I'm like, yeah, nope. Because if you wanted the assembly through them, it was like $90. I'm like, the chair's $95. No. And I'm like, there's no way. So because you know what? TaskRabbit really needs to pay James and Allie a referral fee. I got on TaskRabbit. I've never used them before.
No way.
I had it in my head only because of James and Allie. And I found a guy, gal, whatever, doesn't matter. And it was nothing.
That's awesome.
And he put it together so fast. I feel like such an idiot. I'm like, wow.
That's awesome.
It would have taken me 15 minutes just to open all the different cellophane parts. That's how complicated it was. But yes, so thank you. Wayfair, it's got what you need.
Wayfair, sponsor us. Did you just hear that? We literally just did an ad for you.
And then they're good for the beds, the Tempur-Pedic beds you can get for $300. That's a steal.
Oh,
but
wow.
I got a couch, and I did not care for the couch.
Oh, okay.
So I left that behind. But if you want like a Tempur-Pedic mattress, no need to spend thousands of dollars. Wayfair's got what you need.
Wow, okay.
And if you'd like to sponsor us, I could get my lazy boy.
Yeah, reach out to VanderpumpRulesParty@gmail.com.
All right.
Okay, back to it. Okay, yeah, so Anne is going to her Barbie movie. She's like, oh my god, like I didn't expect that you would see me dressed like this.
It's like you're in a pink dress.
Yeah, it wasn't like inappropriate or anything.
Go all out.
And Sandoval loves a theme, so, you know, be yourself, girl.
Sheena did not do her business any justice. No wonder Viva Verano went out of business. She's complaining that her eyelashes were dry and hurt because she's been crying so much. So is it the pain of the emotions, or was Viva Verano just not a good lash? I don't know. We'll never know, but she is no longer in the eyelash business. I guess she needs to go back to her mink ones. Those worked well for her on reunions.
Yeah.
You know? She, Ariana tells Sheena she doesn't want to hear it regarding Sandoval. And so I guess Ariana just doesn't want to validate Sheena's feelings. She's just selfish. She only cares how hard the breakup was on her. When really, I loved Andy Slay at the beginning of Watch What Happens Live. He was like, you know, this guest, blah, 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 like something rolling the hay. And the Ariana's breakup was harder on Sheena Shea.
Yeah, that was hilarious. Sometimes his little, like, rhyming things, I'm like, okay, dude. Like, but I laughed. I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, she said she's just in her whirlwind of new opportunities life and making millions of dollars. And then she was crushed that she found out about Dancing with the Stars through Dan. That is kind of a burn. Do you think Ariana just forgot or was waiting to meet up with her?
Yeah, I think so. I also, like, was dying that Sheena has started to, or she was taking dance lessons.
Oh, my God. That really, like, that's a way to, like, kill it. You know, like, you know what I was thinking about with Jax and Brittany? Remember in season 6, everyone's, you know, wanting Brittany to leave Jax after the affair. And, you know, like the fake Adam date and all that. And we're like, oh, my gosh, Brittany. Because she had so much support back then and everyone loved her back then. And everyone's like, God, she would make a great bachelorette. You know how, like, that's Sheena's other dream?
Yeah.
It was for many years.
Yeah.
And now that, like, we see that scene of her telling Brock she doesn't think they're going to be forever. I'm sure that's edited and taken out of context for the stupid trailer. But let's just assume it's real. And then would have, like, Brittany now got the bachelorette.
Yeah.
Now that she's, like, separated. I'm like, oh, Sheena's dreams are... Ah!
Yeah, everyone's plucking them up.
Yeah. I'm curious to see what Dancing with the Stars will do this year. I don't think they're going to...
It's too soon to do... Sheena needs to wait a season for sure.
And it's too forced and pushed.
Yeah, maybe, like, it actually would be better to have, like, Sandoval on.
Yeah. They did have that one politician guy that everyone hated. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's not Sheena's time yet.
Lala can't, because she'll be having a baby.
Yeah.
So, okay, this is, and I know we talked about it last week, is coming up for next week, but just rewatching it several times, when Sheena's like, she's come a long way since being my backup dancer, and then she gets that little smirk and that little twinkle in her eye, I'm like, you're really enjoying, like, jabbing, like, taking a dig at Ariana, aren't you? Like, it wasn't a good look.
Yeah.
I mean, especially she knows that's what Ariana studied in college. You know?
It's really hard to watch. Again, like, I feel like I can give Sheena a little bit of grace because it is hard when, like, that was your, like, something that you were really hoping for yourself and then someone else gets it. Like, it's like a natural reaction. Maybe something you say to, like, your other best friend or something, but you don't like make the other person feel bad. You know, like, I don't know.
Do you think she's resentful because she feels responsible for getting Ariana on the show as well? Like, remember she said she had to beg her because she needed someone to film with?
And Ariana. I don't know. I don't know. That would be really interesting. It'd be interesting to get someone from Dancing with the Stars that was in casting to see, like, how that decision went down.
No.
Oh.
On Vanderpump.
Oh, what, when she was backup dancing?
Yeah, Sheena always took credit for getting Ariana on Vanderpump. Ariana didn't want to do it.
Oh, yeah.
So, no, like, she got her on Vanderpump. I'm the reason you're on Vanderpump. I'm the reason you got your... big break as a backup dancer, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I wouldn't put it past Sheena to hold things like that over people's heads. Like, there's a lot of people in that she has helped.
Well, because she puts herself first.
Yeah.
That's just how she was raised.
Yeah.
Story of her life.
Yeah. Story, yeah. It's just like...
just gets shut down.
Can she for once fill her cup? First?
Oh, I think she's a pretty good cup.
Oh my God. Okay, did you off topic again, did you see that Joe is releasing merch?
I saw that a long time ago and I remember we kinda liked the slogan.
Oh yeah. Oh,
I'll cut you or something.
Yes.
What is the merch now?
It's just a hat, but, like, I'm just cracking up, you know, that we're really doing that. And it's very much like she 100% is using like the same manufacturer as Schwartz and Sandys, because it's kind of the crushed velvet look, you know?
Oh, yeah. I want to say, for those of you that do not know Jo or have not experienced her in person, I would have come into this episode going, wow, this girl is trying way too hard with her energy. She's like, yeah, yeah, put those glasses on. I want to see. Like, calm down. It's not that big of a scene. Or, you know what I mean? Like, I would have given her some direction as a director. But given that we know that is actually her energy in real life, I'm not going to comment. Everything was over the top. She's like, yeah, yeah, I'm a darker. Yeah, ew. You know, like everything. I did like, though, when she's like, ew, you spit on me.
They're like, Sandy's here. And she's like, yay.
Yeah. It was way too much. And if Joe wasn't Joe, I'd be like, girl, get this person off the show. Like, could she try a little harder to, like, not be so obvious? But this is how she is. So,
it is. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now we have another. How many coffee scenes are we gonna get with Lala and Ariana?
Yeah. The scenes are scening. Like we're back to in this episode. I was laughing. It's like, okay, so we're doing the themed scenes again of like, let's dress up for dinner and let's go get a coffee and let's put on our suits and ties. You know, it's like, oh, really, Jerry? I thought we'd kind of moved past this.
So which Rat Pack member? We got like Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr. perhaps?
Yeah.
Wore a mesh shirt with a pirate ruffle. I'm trying to remember.
I just want to say, like, bless his heart. I
and then did you see the black vinyl witchy ankle boots with the big heel on the after show?
Yes.
I mean, all of his shoes are heeled now. It's not just the ones.
It's a signature look now.
Yeah.
I'd like to go back and, like, you know how they do those little one-offs on the after show? It's like, get to know the producer with Lala Kent, you know? Did you see those? Did you watch those?
Yes, and you actually just sounded like Jerry in a scene when he's asking Joe and Sandoval, and he's like, when was the last time you were intimate? Like, I'm like, what? What kind of accent or tone are you doing, Jerry? Like,
he always tries to make it sound not like him.
Yeah, it was weird.
It's like, Jerry, I'm like,
intimate.
By season 11, we know your voice and who you are.
So. Yeah. So I watched. Yeah, how about at the very end when they show the San Francisco party and he's literally in the group.
Oh, I yeah.
He's now part of the cast.
Well, I actually have that in my notes for like the trailer or whatever, but it's like they're literally now running up to him complaining about things. Like they broke the fourth wall to go complain to Jerry.
For this. Yeah. My agreement was
Yeah. Which I like. I love that, but I'm just like, okay, Jerry.
So you were saying about the Sandoval producer after show thing.
Oh, yeah. What was my point with that? Oh, it's like, let's do a segment on, like, Brock's fashion, because I feel like it really has, like, it's gone through, like, a whole evolution. You know, he started on the show and to where he is now. Like, I'd like to hear his thought process.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, when did the lifts happen? Like, when did the, like, have you always been a fan of mesh?
Big fan.
What does Erica think? You know, that like, those are the things I want to know.
Yes. it was a look.
Yeah.
Okay, Ariana tells Lala it was a release to let her anger out filming that book. Those shots are pretty cool. And that she should do it more. And then, of course, the editing montage of her screaming.
That was hilarious.
Yeah. And then Lala making fun of Ariana. I mean, she's always on her phone scrolling through the social media, but you can't make a post for your best friend who caught a restraining order. She's like, can you just tell your stands to sit down? I'm like, well, okay. Ariana said she didn't want to make it bigger. She didn't want to create a headline, you know, and she was so quiet on social media that really anything she does say would be a headline. So I get her point. I get Lala's point too.
Yeah. Yeah, I get Lala's point, but I absolutely get Ariana's too. Like, for instance, last night after Watch What Happens Live, there's now a headline about who was on there last night with her?
John Oliver.
Yeah, it's like, where is it? Outrage as British talk show host John Oliver makes a sick joke about the Princess of Wales. It's on Daily Mail today of him saying, you know, that she was
dead.
Yeah, which I guess that was pretty gross. I don't know. But
I'm just saying,
a little like he was trying to crack a joke and now it is like literally on the Daily Mail headline.
Mm.
And so anything that Ariana said, and I think that was Lala's point, like anything she says goes. So like why not step in and defend Sheena?
I just couldn't believe it happens here and it happens at Alibali's. The look of horror on Lala's face and like she just can't believe how selfish Ariana's being and that she's not getting over it and that she's demanding all these boundaries. And I'm like, you literally need a mirror. Like, you literally did the same thing. You threatened everyone. You cut everyone off. You lambasted Schwartz for just like playing a competitive game. You know what I mean? Like, you did the same thing. But in her mind, she doesn't think it's the same because, like, she's got a kid or something. But it was just, she was just so hypocritical. Like, what? You are not the one to tell her she needs to calm down and back off and let people go, like, forgive. You're not the one.
Yeah. And I don't like the weaponizing of that she has a child and Ariana doesn't either. Like, and that makes it a step worse. Like, I don't.
Like, well, Ariana's relationship was longer. Lala, how about that? Or, yeah they have, she has, you know, a house. I don't know.
I have a couple of cousins that have, you know, like they have made choices in their life and then they turn around and like get angry at everybody else about it. And it's like, we didn't make the choice. Like they're literally your choices that got you here. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I think she really has to look at herself for that and be like, that's what, you know, and she has said that. I know she has, but I think sometimes she forgets.
I mean, and she does have to, she will have to deal with Randall the rest of her life because of Ocean. So in that regard, it's different. But guess what else? Ariana's going to have to deal with Scandoval following her around for probably the rest of her life. You know, whereas no one's remembering Randall and Lala's, ooh, remember their bitter breakup? Like, no, nobody knows. Nobody remembers. Nobody cares. But Scandoval is going to, like Sandoval said, the stench in the air is going to linger for several years.
Yeah.
You know, in 5 years, if you ask someone, have you heard of Scandoval? And they'll, you know, likely say yes. And if you say, have you heard of Landel? Is that their pet name? Landel.
That's
Randall and Lala.
Dude, good job.
Landel. Yeah. And they'll be like, who? Sorry, Lala.
Yeah.
I'm sure her biggest fear is being like unknown and irrelevant, but what did you think of her? So she's been talking for a while how she's like getting rid of her business and launching a new business.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if that meant like she's ditching her products and just totally getting into something new, like baby clothes or something, but she's taking the name off of it. Do you think because she sees the writing on the wall, like her name, people love her or hate her, right? So her name needs to be taken out of the equation so that the product purchase process isn't tainted by how people feel about Lala. Like, that's the only reason people buy her products, I think, because they're not good products. They're horrible.
I was going to say, I think it's like a really big risk to take her name off. Like, I could see rebranding, you know, the give them Lala, like that. It's a little like maybe rebrand that in some way. But I don't think, I'm like very nervous that she thinks that her products can stand alone without her name. And I'm not slamming, like, that sounds really mean, but it's just honest, as someone who has used her products, I don't know that I would purchase hers over, like, Wet n Wild. And that's, like, it's just, it just is what it is. Yeah.
For the price that it is, you can get Fenty, you can get whatever you want, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, rebrand, okay, definitely and I mean, you know, maybe not all of her products, but like a lot of the products, I've tried the skincare, I'm not a fan, and the lip gloss is okay, the bronzer was horrible, the packaging's horrible. I hate the packaging of the light green with the white teeny tiny font, because you literally, it's washed out, you can't read it. And then remember the spots that were supposed to be a texture, but it looks like her products got, like, fell into a inkwell by accident.
Yes, and, like, and Ronnie, who is, like, Miss Makeup Girl, you know, she's in, like, the 10-year-old category of the Sephora girls that are obsessed with makeup. She can't handle the packaging on the gloss. Like, every time she pulls it out, she's like, what is, like, it's very, it's just jarring. It is.
It's chaotic, and it looks like a mistake.
Yeah, and they like to pull things out of their makeup bag and, like, show it, and that one just doesn't show well. It just doesn't.
Christina Kelly, I wish she would rebrand, too, because she's got that same washed out. Like, girl, you can't have the white font on the really light. It's like, I can't see what it says.
Yeah.
Because I've looked at the ingredients to try and recreate her product. Like, well, I want, like, the mini ones. I like, you know, I don't want to buy a big bottle because I like to, like, travel, and she doesn't have those ever on her site.
Yeah.
Anyways. So, Lala's like, you really need to, like, back off and consider Sheena's feelings. She's like, she lost one of her best friends, Ariana. Okay. Bad argument, Lala. She's like, yeah, I lost too. I mean, I guess they both lost two, but
yeah,
soon to be three, the way this is going.
Yes. And, like, not to jump ahead, but the Watch What Happens Live, you know, like, you can always kind of, like, test, like, what the current vibe is. And I would say it's not great.
Yeah. And we've been hearing this, like, okay, now it's good to know, have perspective on when these after shows were filmed. Obviously, it was like a month ago. Because Lala said, I'm going to find out in a few weeks what the sex is. She references December as in the past. So we know this was quite recent. So this is where Sheena has said she doesn't hear from Ariana very much. And now we have Ariana's side saying, yeah, I didn't know they were talking behind my back like that. And this whole general attitude. Now we know why she's pulled away and distanced herself. It's not just because she's busy, you know, and I wouldn't like to hear and see the things that are being aired either.
No.
So.
Yeah.
Ariana thinks it's like a plot from Sandals. She's like, he knows if he can get Sheena, then he can probably pull James and Lala and then ice her out. So maybe she'll come back to season 12 just out of spite and to, like, you know, save Katie.
Yeah, I'm so curious to see what's going to go down, because to me right now, it's like literally up in the air.
I never thought I would consider picketing with a Save Katie army.
Yeah.
You know, but she was really the true hero of this episode.
Yeah. Yes.
Lord's work.
Yes.
Okay, so then we go over to the girls' lunch with Christina Kelly, Lala, Katie, Sheena.
I forget, where was I watching? Oh, I was watching on my phone. So, you know, like, it's like a little freaking screen. And I was taking notes on my phone. So I had the, you know, like, the screen minimized up in the corner, and then I was typing my notes as I was watching, and I had to, like, stop, pause, make the screen bigger and say, is that freaking Christina Kelly? and well, by golly, it was.
So she asked the great question, which ends up being poetic justice. Do you think Sandoval is more sad about losing your friendship than his breakup with Ariana? And Sheena doubles down and says, yes, because they were so unhappy for so long. Okay.
I almost threw my phone at that. The question was wild. And then
Christina looked stunned at the answer.
Well, like,
Katie winced, like, ooh.
Could you imagine being Ariana and hearing that?
I mean, you know what, though? It's probably true. Sheena's probably not lying here.
Yeah, you're
but
right.
But you notice singing, like, true poetic justice, like kind of when Santa was talking to LVP, is that, it's, you know that song, and then I hope he cheats like you did on me. Like, mm-hmm. I hope you go buy her the biggest ring, spend all, you know, it's all about, like, revenge. Like, what I hope what you did to me is done to you.
Yes.
So Sandoval just crying all these tears about, he's so upset, not of his 9-year breakup and losing the, you know, what he thought would be his partner for life. He's so upset because he hasn't heard from Raquel in a month. So it's like a perfect full circle. Now he knows how it feels to be like the carpet ripped out from underneath you.
Yeah. And like reading in between the lines of, you know, hearing Rachel talk about where she was at that point and knowing where production and Lisa were with trying to get her to come back to the show, 100% he's upset. Like the rug got pulled out from him that his storyline is gone for this season and he had to pivot. He thought that Rachel was going to come back and it was going to be this, you know, crazy
love story.
Like the whole season would have been kind of about Ariana and Tom and Rachel, you know, like how is it all going to work? And then obviously Sheena would have been in there too. But I think like his panic and depression at that time is literally coming from her not coming back and him not being able to coach it out of her.
Yeah. Yes. Sheena said she's still grieving the process 5 months later, whereas Ariana's already grieved. Now she's just off making millions. She's fine. And then she says, Sandoval was the only one that welcomed me at the upfronts on season one. And Katie's like, that was 12 years ago, Sheena.
Yeah.
It's pretty cringe. So what were they saying about, she's like, look, they were miserable and unhappy, and it happens. Look at Brittany and Jax. Like, they were, at this point in time, last summer, they were filming in fine. So was she just referencing season 6, Brittany and Jax, like, no one wanted them to get back together or something?
Yeah, it was very odd how that was, like, why would that be, like, relevant to the conversation? It was just, I don't know.
It was weird, yeah.
And then it also bothered me that she's like, Jax and Brittany got married and had a baby. Like, again, like, bringing the kid into it. Like they're unhappy and they had a kid. You know, it's like,
Yeah, and also it's not like that all happened in a year. Like, they got engaged in one season. They got married in another season. Then, like, 2 years later, they had a kid. It's like, they took their time.
They're working overtime trying to get the valley ready for our viewing pleasure.
With these little rumors too, that now the whole town, the whole cast has heard these rampant rumors all around town of Jax cheating.
Well, and they're creating a timeline, you know, of saying this. Nope, this wasn't just for the valley. See, this happened earlier.
Yeah.
And then the Valley is on the after show of Vanderpump Rules this week. It's like,
How does that make sense?
Yeah.
I have a hard time believing, who said it? One of his friends, Jesse or something. He's like, no, he doesn't have it in him or whatever. Like, I believe Jax is capable of anything, but I have a hard time believing the way you hear Jax and Brittany on their podcast. If he cheated on her, she would be so pissed and, like, non-speaking, you know what I mean? They'd be taking turns on the podcast, not doing it together and joking around. I don't know, unless it was like he cheated a year ago or something and she's over it. I don't know. I believe the separation is real. I believe they're making lemonade out of all this press and publicity with the timing, for sure. But I don't know. There doesn't seem to be.
I don't know. I felt like in the, like when everyone was talking about like, oh, I think, you know, I know people don't change, but Jack's actually, it's like, who are we talking about here? Like if we were talking about anyone else, like maybe even like James, like I might be like, okay, like maybe like, I don't know. But like, we're talking about Jax. And that makes me nervous. Like, I don't know if I would go, like, balls to the wall and be like, nope, he has not cheated on Brittany. I don't know.
Yeah. I just don't see her being as jovial with him if he did.
Oh, no, I totally agree. I agree.
But she also probably does want him in Cruz's life, so who knows? I guess that's why we'll have to tune in.
Yeah.
Sheena slept with the bartender in 2006. Like, that's 20 years ago. That bartender didn't look that old.
Yeah.
Katie is unhappy that they keep talking about Sandoval, and I'm with her.
So, what I liked that Katie did right here in this scene is, and even though she did it in a very abrupt manner, she brought the conversation back to what I wanted to talk about. Like, I did not want to talk about, I forget what they changed. Oh, about Sheena sleeping with the bartender. Like, I don't care. Like, right. Let's get back to the subject. And I love that she's like, this, I got dressed to come out to this, to do this right now. Like, yeah. I was like, oh.
Yeah, sometimes I left my house for this.
Yeah, like, sometimes I feel like that. You know, it's like, I'd rather just be sitting on my couch and, you know, enjoying my own thoughts.
Yeah. And this is when what Sheena says, Sandoval was so unhappy with her for so long, so he misses Sheena more than Ariana. Okay. Sandoval, oh, he's confused why the pump sign is outside of Tom Tom. We remember when that happened. Everyone's like, who? I love, he's like, no one even told me. And she's like, we don't typically consult with our 2.5% shareholders.
Yeah.
It's like, burn. It's like how much?
Sandoval, you're lucky to even be walking around that restaurant that she hasn't banned you for, like, being a bad look. You know what I mean? Like, he literally is very lucky to even be walking around.
I mean, and I was wondering, I'm like, did they eat the whole pint of ice cream, or where's he going to put it? Because it's going to melt by the time he gets to Valley Village. So I thought, oh, maybe Tom Tom, he has access to the freezer or something. That's a perk. He can go buy his salt and straw ice cream across the street, and then it won't melt. Like, he can enjoy it on site because he can put it in the Tom Tom freezer.
But, like, I feel like I don't like that. Like, I don't want to know what he's putting in that freezer because, like, my cauliflower bites might be in there and his ice cream might drip on it, and I'm going to take a bite of, like, purple ice cream on my cauliflower bite. Like, and what else has he put? Like, I could see him putting, like, toenails in there or something.
Baby blue toenails.
Yeah. He's like, I need to cool them off a little bit, and then I'll take them out.
Gross.
I don't know. Like that, yeah.
But I'm never going to be able to go there and eat anything with a crunch to it ever again. That crunch wrap taco, nope, done. You just ruined
part that was, of their business. That was so dumb, that crunch wrap taco.
I'm excited the pump chef is over there now because they definitely need to change up their menu a little bit. Like, I'm tired of everyone like, Tom Tom is so good, you guys. It's like, it's not really that good. It's just grading on a scale of Vanderpump. It's good.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's not any better than Cheesecake Factory.
No. It's trendy and cute. Like, that's what it's going to, but it's going to wear down just like all of her other places do.
Yeah, I'm already tired of the menu, and like, there's only, yeah.
And I think that the most disappointing thing about that place is their drink menu. Like, they're just not, like, they read very beautifully, but when you taste them, it's like a punch to the face.
Yeah, same could be said about Schwartz and Sandy's, too. There's really only one I like there as
Yeah,
well.
That's true. By the way, did you see that they're hosting a St. Patrick's Day themed night? And it says on the bottom, Irish goodbyes are encouraged.
Michaela and the fam is in Ireland as we speak.
Oh my God, I've been watching her stuff. Like, that's, I'm so jealous. Looks so cool.
So yeah, they're having a St. Patrick's Day at Schwartz and Sandy's. If ever anyone wants to go and report back to us, it's also a post-reunion wind down because the reunion is filmed the day before St. Patrick's Day. But like, who from the cast is going to Schwartz and Sandy's?
I don't think any. I think most, like, from hearing how it is to film, they're all going to be relaxing and resting and doing something other than being there.
Yeah.
Maybe, so, you know, a cold ice bath or something. A cold plunge.
Yes, and then you get out after the ice bath and warm up in a nice mesh shirt.
Yeah, or stare into Billy Lee's long eyes.
Oh my God, it's like she is electrocuted. What's going on? It's like they're the size of Lisa's necklace. What's going on with these white big baubles on her neck? It looks ridiculous. They're like ping pong balls. Actually, I should wear that at Jack's. I'm going to make a necklace out of ping pong balls and go as Lisa.
Oh my gosh.
Darling, do you like my necklace? Looks stupid. So,
Jax will like it. He likes a pearl necklace.
Yeah. Also, there's that.
Yeah.
Lala tries, or LVP tries to talk Lala out of getting a sperm donor. Wait for a man.
Okay, wait. I have to go back to the ice cream thing. I just, think it is so... I guess now that, like, people have pointed out how Tom is, I've known he's like this. He's always extra and trying to, like, kiss up to everybody. But his little gift giving, like, I can't. Like, it's, like, I brought ice cream. Oh, you don't want any? Okay. Like, it was just like, and then Lisa had some. I couldn't believe it. Lisa, hold out a little. And then what did you think about, so she's like, I wasn't going to tell you this, but I did talk to Rachel, and it seems that she's upset with you. Like, basically just, like, lays the hammer down that, like, it's over, and Sandoval is just left, like, sitting there, like, kind of reeling.
Yeah, like Scooby, like, what? She's like, she doesn't love you anymore. You know, maybe you could try, and he's like, but she blocked me. Oh, well, then it's over.
She's like, you should just move on. She's like, just forget it. Move on. Find someone else. That's what we've written her off, so you must also.
I loved hearing Rachel's podcast about that conversation with Lisa. And Rachel contacted her about Graham. Like, what the hell are you doing? You're giving Graham to James, and I didn't even know Graham was blah, 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 you know. But... that Lisa was very disinterested in speaking about Graham and just kept digging for Sandoval tidbits from her.
Yeah.
And that's where she said that Sandoval told her lying is a way of life. So Lisa tells Sandoval that. She's like, she said, you lying is good. She's like, I did not say that. But he knows. He was so defensive. He knows he said a derivative of that, right?
Yes.
Like, I said.
Yeah.
But sometimes you gotta lie. That's totally different, Lisa.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah.
Ariana did put out a message for Sheena and sent it to Lala. Oh, yeah. So Ariana took Lala's suggestion.
Oh, yeah. So Lala's, like, bragging to Lisa. She's like, she did listen to what I said, you know. And Lisa's like, she did it? It's like, yes, she did it.
Okay, so now we have the debut.
Did you think it was cute that Jess dusted for Lisa?
I don't know, but I also can't listen to the podcast anymore because her voice is like, I have to keep turning down the volume, but then when others speak, then I have to turn it up because, like, I don't know if she's too close to the mic or it's just her voice, but it's like, you know, they'll be talking and all of a sudden, yeah! I'm like, shut up. Got rid of Randall for now this.
The other thing that Lisa did that, like, really bothered me in this episode was Jess was like, can I get you sparkling or flat water? And she's like, either is fine. I, like, when I'm having, like, a guest over, I wish they would just say what they really want. Like, because honestly, I would have probably brought both and put it in front of Lisa and let her choose or something.
Exactly. But
it's like, can you just, like, do you want bubbles or not? Like, which one?
Yes. I have a family of indecisive people incapable of making it. What do you want? Oh, I don't care. What do you want? I'm like, okay, I know what I want, but that doesn't mean that's what you want. So why don't you just fucking say what you want? And we could save a lot of time here, okay?
Yeah.
So frustrating.
Totally.
Especially when it's just something basic and they have both options.
Yes.
Just pick.
Yes. And like, and being someone who has set up meetings like that, it's like she obviously prepared not knowing which one she wants, and so she has both ready. Like, just tell her. Like, she went to the trouble of making sure she had everything. Pick what you want, please.
Yes. Yeah, I kind of realized that with my Halloween separating of the candy. It actually kind of creates more of an issue because the kids aren't used to that, and then they, like, freeze with the decision-making. They're like, ah!
Yeah.
And then they either freeze it, they're like, well, how many? And then I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I don't know, a couple. Well, how many's a couple? I'm like,
two.
And then they take like six. I'm like, well, not six, like two or three.
Yes, exactly. That's funny.
Allie, okay, so Joe makes her debut.
Okay, yes.
And Allie is really giving it. She's nobody's dummy. She's not fallen for the sand of all of it. She's looking at him with a side eye. She's looking at Joe with a She's like, nobody really seems to like Joe and her energy. And Sandoval's just like giving gifts. Like, I see you. You know, I'm like, I like you.
Yeah.
And Joe, this is when Joe is being Joe. And she's like, oh, my Sandoval's here. Yay!
Well, I think the most disturbing part of this scene of Joe making her debut was the energy match that I saw from Schwartz, which was just like, he was like a little like dorky schoolboy with her. Like,
yeah, yes.
It triggered.
It seems like they have fun together.
Yeah,
so
it triggered me a little bit because I realize that, like, sometimes I have energy like that, like, really annoys people. But I can't help it because I'm just having fun. And, like, I won't stop that. And I feel like she is like that, too. And I think Schwartz has a little bit of that in him. Like, yeah, where they look like they're having fun. Even when they're just, like, boop, 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 like they're doing the robot. Like, it's... I love...
They're being dorky together.
Yes, I love... Like, it's fun to be around someone that will do that with you, and that's kind of rare to find.
Remember when we used to talk in robots?
Yes, from like like we would go on. Well, wouldn't it piss off Julie? I feel like she'd be like, enough,
and like never participate because she doesn't like games and fun.
Yeah,
that's stupid.
Or even like we would like, you know, make up lyrics to a song and we would sing it over and over, and Julia would like send people to be like, Julia wants you to stop now, she doesn't think it's funny, and like that would just make me continue it more because I can't.
Yeah, well, that's when I continue my she refuses ever to answer the Mary fuck kill questions. You know, she's like, I'd rather just die. I'm like, that's not an option. It's like, no, you're disgusting. It's like, well, answer, and then I'll stop getting grosser and grosser until you answer. Otherwise, it's all gloves are off.
I mean,
it's no fun when people do that.
Totally. Even the part when, so they're at Sir, and, like, they're trying to sit down. I mean, we have talked about the ridiculous chairs at Sir. Like, when you get sat at the little footstools, it's ridiculously dry. And Joe's like, oh, my foot. Oh. Okay, we're tall people. Should I go here? Or, like, I was dying.
That was very accurate, yes.
It really was. Cool. Like, and I feel like, I wonder, I know this is reality TV, so it's supposed to be real, but like, if one of the producers directed them to fumble over the things a little bit because they know we all make fun of it, that's hilarious. But like Sarah pointed out earlier in this episode, that is truly how Joe is. So I do not think she was directed to do anything like that. I think she naturally just did that.
Well, and she had never, she's, I guess, been to Sur before, so she didn't know the situation. So it's very relatable, because that is everyone's reaction. And in fact, when Sandoval's like, oh, it's good for the knees, it's like, no, sir, it's the opposite of that, because now I know this. So, this, okay, why I have a new chair that I'm sitting in? Because last week, I'm sitting here, and I thought I heard a and I just thought it was something outside, like a sprinkler. It seemed pretty close, but I'm like, oh, whatever. And then, like, I got up to go, you know, get coffee or whatever. And I'm like, whoa, 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 what's going on? I was basically my whole, because I, you know, I sat on the, what do you call a birth ball?
Uh-huh.
I have that chair that you put the birth ball in.
Yes.
Or what's the workout term for those balls? Medicine ball?
Medicine ball, yes.
So I have that in a chair that it's meant for that. Well, probably because the kids, like, play on it. It obviously finally got stabbed. I mean, I've had the thing for like 15 years or 10 years. I've never blown it up. But it finally got the, like, the big hole. And it depleted. I stood up. The whole thing's flat. So I'm basically sitting, like, my ass on the ground. And I didn't realize it because it was a slow, like, I kept getting lower. And, like, an elevator lower, lower. And I'm like, how am I supposed to get up? Like, so, no, sir. It's not good on the knees when you're sitting on a little
sometimes,
mushroom like that.
Sometimes when things get that low, I have to roll off. Oh, my God. That is so funny. I can't believe that thing finally popped.
When we finally started or did roller derby. And they're like, yeah, you just get up like this. And I was like, what? I can't do that. So I would have to, yeah, roll over to, like, get up. And then I finally figured it out. But I know what you mean with the rollover.
Well, the rolling thing, like, oh yeah, just stand up while you're on four wheels that are going to roll backwards. Like, no, you have to get up properly.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's not going to be good. Oh my gosh. Yes, but it just like I and then I couldn't believe there was like back to back Joe scene. So like, not only do we get the Sur scene, then they go hopping off to the little arcade location.
Yeah, they filmed there before, last season.
Yeah,
right?
And I wanted to go there last time I saw it, and I still want to go there.
I know, they have skee ball.
Yeah, I love freaking...
One thing that I thought was a little suspicious was James comes over. He's like, oh, this is Joe, huh? You're Joe? I'm like, how have they not met before?
So as I was watching this, I was like, trying to rapidly go through my brain... 100% they were at the shows together.
Yes.
So we will pull footage of that and go, oh, did you know her here? Because there she is.
And they're in the back room. Joe was always hanging out in the back green room or whatever, backstage. And that's where James was hanging out. At several shows.
Long,
James played.
Yes. Long before this. Yes.
James played the same gigs with Sandoval. Remember he'd open or he'd close for him. Joe was there. She's his hairstylist.
Yeah, so Allie is like, I get like friendship vibes from you guys. Like best friend vibes. And James is like, are you sure it's not like friends with benefits? Are you guys like boning or what?
Yeah.
Awkward.
Oh, I don't know if she liked me saying this. No, we're just good friends. And then Joe's like, yeah, I mean, like a month ago. And like, I think, you know, he really caught feelings and like it's something. They have totally different answers.
Which also tracks.
Yes.
Especially with your like your hallway interaction and everything. What did you think? Like, so they're like, so how was Tahoe? Like how and Schwartz is like, we had a lot of like mini breakthroughs. Like, why is everything, like, a half shot, a mini breakthrough? It's always, like, something with Schwartz.
A parallel universe?
Yeah.
He pulled that one out again. I'm like, can you move on to a different phrase, a different...
And then he had to be, like, the cool guy bringing up aliens. Like, are you a tall gray, Joseph? She's like, I'm not saying I'm not.
I feel like the cool moms like us, remember, I'm the unmom, though.
Yes.
Anyways, I feel like if the cast liked Joe, Schwartz wouldn't be denying, like, their relationship so much, because it seems like he's still very concerned what Katie thinks. He's like, oh, she's not Katie's cup of tea, but I think she's a great cup of tea. Like, I feel like he hides her because he knows no one likes her. And that is still important to him.
Which is
their
really
acceptance.
I think that's really sad.
Yeah.
Like, if he, like, and I also, I don't appreciate the way that he is kind of, like, presenting her to us on the show, where he actually, like, fiercely, he defends her more than I've ever seen him defend Katie. And so, yeah, he obviously, like, deeply cares about her, and, like, he wants to protect her. I think, like, with Katie, she didn't need his protection ever. Like, she would just tell him to shut up. But I think Joe really, like, that's, like, her love language of when he stands up for her. Like, she freaking loves it.
Yeah. It seems like he could be leading her on, though, because she's like, well, you said, like, you need, like, 2 to 3 years, right? Like, that's kind of their agreement.
Oh, my God.
Like,
I wrote that down in my, like, I, if, so she opens up about that, and, like, he's playing along. So it's like, it's not bad. Like, that wouldn't be bad to show the world. But then he takes it a step further and says, I don't know, but I need to hold out for AI. Like, so like, Joe doesn't get to get picked until he sees if he likes a robot.
Yeah.
You know what? Like,
everybody else. But stay around. I'm going to give you just a little bit of hope that I have a backup plan.
I mean, it's literally like him saying, like, well, listen, Joe, I would date you right now, but I've heard that there's this scientific study going on where they're actually going to bring back dinosaurs in about 2 to 3 years. I want to wait for that, see it hatch, see it grow, then maybe we could talk. You know, it's like, this poor girl.
Yeah, I mean, and she's thinking, I'm going to play the cool girl, the casual, yeah, no, we both do our thing, because she thinks she's only got to do it for 2 to 3 years, and then he's going to be like, you know what, you're my best friend, you know, this is all I want, but it's not going to happen.
I know I shouldn't jump ahead, but when I saw Katie going at Joe in the preview for the mid-season trailer, I about screamed. Like, I would just like to say it looks like things are looking up, folks. I think we have some good-ish coming, and I'm, like, truly excited.
Yes. Okay, I don't think we really had anything at the dinner outside of what we already talked about with Brock's outfit. Can you think of anything?
I would like to go there.
Okay. James does look very good in those, like, clear glasses. Actually, James and Sandoval, I'll give it to, but, like, Schwartz looked like... like someone's uncle or grandpa-ish uncle. I'll go with uncle. Like, that's not really Rat Pack. You're like brown.
And he's the one who put it together. Like, at least be on theme, brah.
That's a dinner I would like to pay for as well, when 50% of the crowd is not drinking alcohol.
Yes, yes.
And then the Brazilian steakhouse, they usually just bring you... It's like an all-you-can-eat thing. So it's he got off pretty cheap.
Yeah, he knew exactly. Yeah, it's not like someone can keep... Yeah, that's very smart.
Yeah. Okay, what's not smart is... this is the only shade I have for Allie. I love that she called Sandoval a loser. I like her take.
Oh, no. Was it her charcuterie board?
Yes, it was... Come on.
It looked like a Lunchable.
It was. Did you see the pre-cut cheeses that was like... It's not even Cracker Barrel. It's like the one with the 4 different flavors that's already selling.
Yeah, I think she got it at like Target.
And then the pepperoni is like the pepperoni you put on a pizza, like Hormel or whatever.
She's just learning how to host. She'll get it together. I mean, I made that mistake before. Now how like fancy the boards are, and you know,
there's no frit like, and then you just can't use that cheese.
No.
It's not good cheese either. It tastes all 4 flavors taste the same. And they taste like nothing. And then Ariana's like, oh, cheese. I'm like, not really.
They're all cheese, 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 cheese on Van Nuys.
That is the best marketing campaign ever in the world, because I don't live anywhere near Van Nuys, and I sing that all the time.
I know. I wonder if that person who wrote that, like, pats themselves on the back daily, because they really should. Like, imagine being the one who wrote that, and, like, you're not, like, rich and famous. Like, they should be in a mansion somewhere celebrating.
Yes, it should be in like the American Music Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay, wait, I do have one more thing to say about the steakhouse. Two more things about the steakhouse. One, okay. The server named Beatrice loved it. Ronnie's doing Junie B. Jones right now, and so that's a big name that we're dealing with. The other thing was, what did you think about the fresh coconut?
I mean, was there alcohol in there? I was confused.
I don't know, but I was just obsessed that, like, the coconut was sitting on the table with a straw in it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so curious. If it is straight coconut, like, just, like, the coconut juice, that would be a no for me, because although I love coconut, I can't do that, the coconut water.
Oh, yeah, because it's a little slimy. Yeah, it is. You can get that at the store, you know.
Yeah, but I just loved that, A, he knew that it was there, B, he ordered it. Sometimes Schwartz cracks me up, you know, like it's like, oh, little Schwartzy, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I had to say about that.
Okay, so Allie's doing...
And then Allie's house, like, I have to get my birth chart done. Like, I have to.
You already paid for mine. You use it, because...
No, she said both of us could do it. We have, like, we just need to, next time we are together, we need to schedule a time and just do it, because it will be such a fun podcast episode to reveal our findings. And I really want to know.
Do you have that in, like, writing? Yes, like, that was
absolutely.
A long time ago.
I do. I'll send it right back over to her.
Okay. Well, we are coming up on a year next week.
Yeah, shoot. I hope it doesn't expire.
My birthday is on Vanderpump night. I don't know what to do.
Oh. Well, then
it always falls on a Vanderpump night. Remember the one we went downtown and I got drunk? And it was like, sounds like she's drunk. I'm like, yeah, it's my fucking birthday. And it's COVID. What the fuck do you want me to do?
Oh my gosh. The COVID year.
It's my fucking birthday.
That was so sad. Like, I turned 40 during COVID. That was such a pain. Not fun.
What did Sheena bring in those big boxes?
I don't know. Like, why did they explain that? You can't, like, I was like, did she bring donuts? No, it wasn't donuts. Something.
She said it was for Taylor Swift. So, like, I thought cowboy boots, but, like, those are really big boxes.
I wonder if it was like a big jean jacket that was decorated or something. Like, I don't know. I'm like, so I'll have to go.
I remember when they walked into SoFi, because they posted. They were in like little cut-off jean shorts and skivvies. Like, they were scantily clad.
It must have been boots or something then.
Or a big hat.
Yeah.
Like a Kemosabe hat.
Yeah. I wouldn't appreciate that with the prices of the Taylor Swift concert, though, someone wearing a big old hat.
Yeah. I mean, cowboy boots, but, like, I got nice cowboy boots. They didn't come in a box that big.
Yeah. Maybe they were just bejeweled and, like, they are drying or something, and so they had them, like, loaded in like that. I don't know.
Or that's, like, the shipping box, and then inside the shipping box. But it looked like a nice white, like, wedding dress box.
Yeah.
Weird. Okay, so Allie reads their birth charts. She didn't really say anything about Lala, though, other than, like, she's a lot.
Yeah.
Sheena seemed to be seething when she was reading Ariana. She's like, you just have everything. You have opportunities. You have success. You have wealth. Just everything. It's great.
She's like, it's basically like you have a four-leaf clover in your pocket.
And Sheena, you're close to the house of death, but and, like, not right now. Not right now. And, we're all going to die.
And also, your other cup is in desperate need of partnership. You know, basically saying, like, yeah, I took it as, like, you need to be with a partner, like, to be fulfilled. And then your last one is in the 12th cup. The 12th house of the sun is, like, all of her relationships just die, you know?
But then she finally throws her a bone. She's like, but you know, you need to fill your cup first. Oh, see, exactly. Story of my life. I put everyone else first. That's just how I was raised. I need to put myself first, because you never do that, Sheena. Never yeah. about you.
When she said that, I like, for some reason, like, it just flashed up, like, everything that she does, like, throughout the, like, we always compliment her on how busy she is, but, like, that is kind of a way of putting yourself first. Like, even though it's work, like, she very much makes sure that she goes to all these things, and everyone in her life has to adjust and take care of the other things in her life so she can go do that. Isn't that putting herself first? I don't know. I guess you could
maybe
look
in her mind, it's putting everyone else first because she's making
a living,
money by going to all those things. But I'm like, yeah, but the rest of the cast don't go to like a fraction of all the stuff you go to.
Yeah. Well, and in that way, I feel like that's where like the frustration just starts seething out, because she has done all these extra things to make these relationships with all these brands and people, and then she gets passed over by someone who doesn't do the work. Like, that would be very frustrating. She has worked very hard on the Dancing with the Stars relationship. Like, I've watched her. Yeah. Me and Ronnie are big fans of Dancing with the Stars, and we see her there every frickin' episode. She's made friends with the D'Amelios. Like, she's hustled it.
Yeah.
What did you think about Katie having,
it tracks.
It really does.
And she owns it. She's like, well, I've never been a woman before. And like, oh, she can't figure out her feminine energy. I'm like, that you are so spot. She is so self-aware. And then just like, and in fact, that's how we used to talk about her talking. You know, not making fun of her because of her mouth injury, because she just like, it's her big dick energy.
Yes,
that's why. It's not
yes.
her fault.
That it was very satisfying hearing that, because it's like, ah, okay.
That was funny.
It was.
Okay. The most relatable. So this is, how would you like to be these people? And I'm asking the wrong person here. So just pretend you're not you.
Okay.
You put your life out there for the whole world, exposed. You're on display, public figure. Oh, okay. Well, at least in exchange, you get like fame and money. Well, clearly not, because we got Sheena broke. We got Ariana down to $2,000. So you're doing all of this for what? You know what I mean?
Yes.
I mean, for you, that would be enough, right? Fame.
Well, like, I was thinking that too, but then I'm like, but they all bought homes. Like, they've all done things that, like, I can't do. I don't know.
It kind of seems like, I don't know that Ariana could have, like, pulled a Kristen even, because she said she was constantly in catch-up, like, from her past, like, probably living off credit cards, right?
It's very relatable. I mean, I think that it comes down to, like, you have to get, like, people around you that, like, you know, hold you down, and like, so you don't go, like, I think
Sandoval did that. It sounds like maybe he did pay more than she has.
Yeah,
claimed.
Or like, I feel like there's like certain cast members that I could point my finger at and say that I feel like they totally live differently than some of the other ones, like buying designer items or like all these things. Like, I never saw Ariana do that. I really didn't.
Yeah.
Like, she was never, you know, she never really wore the name brand stuff that everyone else did and everything. I don't, so yeah, that really surprises me.
Well, and that surprises me about Sheena then too, because except for Sheena lost all her money in rent, right? She had like three places she was paying for during COVID, but like, she doesn't wear designer stuff either.
Mm-hmm.
But like, that's why I always thought she was smart with her money, because she also buys like, her car is a Ford.
But I feel like even like, This is what, like, where I think that it happens too, is even if you're not buying designer, just the amount of stuff that they have to do to like be on camera, like whether it's like a new outfit every time, getting their hair done, their tans, their this, yeah, like all that, like, is not cheap. And well, back then I'd say it was better. Now it's like absolutely insane. Like, things are just like so out of control. So
yeah, it's not like GTL anymore.
No. It's not. I mean, or you have to work very hard at keeping your costs down, and sometimes you end up spending more money doing that than if you just paid for it. So
yeah,
it's like exhausting.
I would be really frustrating because she said basically, like, she got caught up, but then something about her just, like, drained her. And that just to be paying that rent just to have it sit there would just kill me. Okay, wait. I have to ask you, since you were just there, and I know we talked about it, but please confirm, because I heard some other podcasts, and they're like, oh, yeah, I went by something about her. It's all gone. It's cleared out. There's no furniture. There's nothing in there. It's just an abandoned. And I'm like, no, Holly was just there, and you said all the stuff's still there.
It's still there. It is 100% still there. Like, on my honor, it is in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then the guy saying they were filming, like, something is still brewing. I don't know what it is, but
Ariana telling us to meet her at the sandwich
shop. No, it's everything's still there. It's still there. I mean, well, yes, there's no sign. Like, there was none of that before, though.
They were like, the awning's gone and the patio's gone. Everything. It's not opening. It's like, the awning and patio were gone, like, last summer because of the zoning. Like, if you don't know this, don't report on it, okay?
Well, and you can just look in the window. Like, you can see right in.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Hashtag, like, fake news.
Yeah, I feel like if the shades were up and you could see in that it was empty, then obviously that's something to report. But the shades were down, everything's still in there. So, it just looks, to me, it was like, it looked just like it always has, that they're not doing anything. It's just on hold.
Yeah. I mean, and that does align with what Katie and Ariana have said. They're waiting for the city to come back to do their inspection and their final sign-off.
Yeah.
And that they can never just schedule it on the spot. So they're just kind of at the mercy of the city.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, at some point you're like, I can't waste any more money.
Well, the other thing that I was thinking, like, I felt like, in a way, what she was kind of saying, too, was everyone keeps on saying, like, well, look how much money they made from merch, right? Like, because of something about her merch, you know, they made merch money, which supposedly greenlit their project and, like, influxed money into the sandwich shop, right? Well, let's say that it never happens, that something is wrong, that they are not going to open. All of that money they could have, like, you know, given to start their lives together. I don't know if that would have pissed the fans off, but I don't think the fans would have wanted the money just to go to nothing. You know what I mean? Like, that would be really frustrating. Oh, yeah, you just made, you know, $250,000, but it's gone now into the restaurant that isn't happening, that will never open.
Yeah. I want them to open to at least recoup their investment money.
I want them to open, like, just to prove everyone wrong, you know, just to it doesn't have to stay open forever, but, like, do it for a little bit, like, especially while the getting's good right now, like, try it, like,
I don't know. Exactly. Okay, so do you think, do you agree with Lala or Ariana that James is afraid of losing Ariana as a friend, so he doesn't associate with Sandoval, or Ariana says because he's, like, hurt that Sandoval did that with his ex-fiance, and then some people say it's a little bit of both. I don't know. That was a fun, heated exchange between those guys.
Yes, I feel like it's a little bit of both. I don't think anyone... this is going to sound mean, but I don't think that anyone is like, I can't lose Ariana. Like, I don't think that that's, like, their driving force right now. I think they are definitely, they don't want to pick the wrong side and be crucified online and on the show and get canceled. You know, like, that's really what is going on, is everyone's waiting around trying to not be the bad guy.
And I would just like Lala to be like, okay, Lala, we won't hang out with Randall, but can you allow us to forgive him? Would she feel the same way? Because, you know, Ariana's like, I never said anything about forgiveness. You can forgive, but if you want to hang out with him, go for it. I'm just not going to then hang out with you, because, you know, she doesn't want any, you know, association. But, yeah, okay, let's forgive Randall then, too. Lala. Why do we have to crucify Randall the rest of his life? He's paid his dues.
And also let him back on the show.
Right?
Do you know what I mean? Like, not only like it's not as simple as that. And this is why I kind of wish they would break the fourth wall and just say, like, Ariana, we have to film a show. Do you not? So you don't want us to film a show? Is so you want him kicked off of, you want him to lose his job and be kicked off of this show? Like, I wish that's really what they would say, because that's the truth of it. And that's what they're all beating around the bush with. Yeah. And I think that she probably, Ariana probably would say, yes, I don't want him on the show. And then that wouldn't be, then everyone would like be outraged about that. And it's just like, it just goes in a circle.
Yeah. But it's different. I have a child. It's like, have you seen Housewives, Lala? How many children were on? And then when they get a divorce, they're not on. Like, look at Tamra and Eddie. We've got Sutton, her husband not allowed. Like, everyone has children that aren't, you know, like, you're not alone in that your child can't be on camera and you're going through a divorce. So is 75% of the world.
It just disappoints me, because it's like, can't two things be true? Like, yeah. Lala, I think, you know, is and what has been going through a horrible thing. I think Randall is horrible. We've seen what he did when he was with Lala to the other kids. Like, we know what he is capable of, and I'm sure it is freaking horrible. But can we not also say that, and then also say that what Ariana is going through is horrible? Like, why can't it be both? I just, like, they're, like, the timeline they're trying to place on these things of, like, you should be over it, and you shouldn't, and yours is worse, and your, mine is, like, it's just like, oh my God.
Yeah. I love that Katie calls Lala out about that, and then Lala just goes off, like, oh my God, this was just, like, so good, because Lala being her, I'm Lauren from Utah, I'm, who is she again? In Korea?
Tupac.
Get all gangster, she's like, you do not want to hear what I have to say.
Disengage.
Oh, then like the Meredith Marks thing. Okay, get your own line, Lala. And Katie is not like backing down. She is not intimidated. You know, like if Lala was doing that to Sheena, Sheena would be like, ugh.
Or Raquel.
Yes. And Katie's like, move, 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 making fun of her, like mimicking and mocking her to Ariana. And I'd about died.
And she and Lala about lost it.
Yes. She, you do not want to. And then Katie's like, stop pointing your finger at me. You're not going to talk to me like that. You know, because she's like, you do not talk to me like that. Like, oh, that's right. We can talk to anyone else like that, but not you, Lala.
Yeah.
Katie was just on point and not backing down. And I mean, she's like, look, I'm sorry. And then Katie's like, yeah, it was just, it was a bit much. You know, your gangster speech. And then that's when she's like, you're a bit much all the time.
And she's like, I could say something, but you're not going to like what I say. And Katie's like, say it. Like, what? Uh-huh. Say it with your whole chat. Like,
on Jerry's behalf, I'd like to say thank you, Katie. Say it. Bring it.
Yes.
But she didn't, because she didn't know what she was going to say. She had nothing to say. She just likes to threaten.
Yeah. Well, and Lala is not a good communicator. Like, the same thing happened on the boat in the, you know, the in Tahoe. She could not, she was like trying to yell as loud as she could with making zero sense without getting her thought out, because I don't really think she had one. And
she just pulls the Tanisha. She just yells louder over and over, saying the same thing, because she can't think of a witty comeback like Ariana and Katie can.
And then when it has died down a little bit, then she's like, sorry, like, I'm trying to be softer, but that part just comes out, and it's like, what is it exactly? Because, like, she's not spitting facts. She just gets angry, yells loud, and makes no point.
And then usually runs off because she knows she doesn't have a comeback.
Yeah, and then she'll ask Jess what her comeback is, and then she'll go and say it. She said it's her brain.
Yeah, yes. So, oh, that was good. I'm like, thank you, Katie, for not backing down and calling her on her shit. Thank you, Ariana, for not getting upset and having, like, zero reaction to her whatsoever, other than you're a barking dog. You're a barking chihuahua.
The other thing is like, they, Sheena and Lala are kind of like, they're like baiting at Ariana a little bit, they're asking her questions about where she is, trying to get her to, you know, to say what they want her to say. And all Ariana's really doing is just calmly and coolly answering, saying, you know, where she's at, and like they are just losing it to her just answering questions. Like it's,
yeah,
it's crazy.
Well, so. Ellie plays mediator, and she's like, this is why we do birth charts, so we understand we're all different. At least had a nice ending.
And I think that that's true. Like, just how I was just saying that, like, yeah. Why can't two things be true? It's like, when you take the time to listen to someone and hear, like, I might not relate to you, Sarah, on something until I hear, like, what you've been through and what you're, like, I might be like, well, she doesn't know what it's like to, you know, like, you know, until you stop to listen to someone, like, you don't get it. And I think that's why Sheena and Lala are a little frustrated with Ariana, because they're trying to say how they feel, but Ariana has, like, has dug her heels in and has made a boundary for herself, which is completely okay. She is allowed to do that. But because she's kind of not giving them anything, I think that they're getting just really frustrated, and they think that they should just be able to talk this out. And I don't, she's not there. It's okay that she's not there right now. She'll get there. She really will, but you got to give her a little bit of time.
Yeah. Yeah. Lala, you're still bitching about your ex. So.
Yeah.
Well, that was the episode. We had Ariana on Watch What Happens Live. Like I said, Andy opened it up with that Sheena Shea slay. And Ariana said that Sheena has said a lot of things behind her back that she's now seeing, and it's very hurtful. And this general attitude that's been pretty hurtful. And that's kind of where they're at. Explains their distance. She said she does not, Anne is not her assistant. She does not have an assistant. So she buys her own batteries.
But she said she's got something in the works with her.
Yeah. I took it as like, you'll see this unfold. Like, I think like Anne quits in an upcoming episode.
Okay. Okay.
That's how I took it.
Okay.
But maybe. Legally, she can't discuss her housing situation. And Andy asks how it must feel. This would be hard to hear Sandoval going on and on about his love for Rachel and how he misses her and he's so heartbroken. She's like, yeah, I'm pretty much just a non-entity in this whole thing. Like, that would be hard. Like, it's not like he broke up too and he's suffering even though he did it. It's like he's felt zero emotion about losing Ariana.
Well, and I think that, like, if Ariana wanted more of that storyline to come out of how she's feeling, maybe, like, the fact that she got into a relationship 10 days after, like, it's, yeah. Like, just kind of, like, stopped that conversation for how she's doing, because we just all assume that, like, not that she... I think that's the confusing part. It's like she's moved on and he's a happy person for her. We don't know where she really is in her healing process, but we know part of her needs are being, you know what I, like, it's just, it's kind of a weird situation.
Yeah.
What did you think? I thought that her outfit and her look were very toned down.
Yeah. Very much
like
so.
She looked amazing, but I was like, you know, sometimes they really glitz up and it looked like she went like half glam.
It was like a sweater dress. Did
yeah.
you see the guy that kept looking at us during the performance of Chicago was a bartender?
Yes. Both of those guys I remembered.
Yeah.
That was cute. So,
she said she is Team Britney and she's offered Britney if she wants to come to New York, she can stay with her. And I wonder what Jax will have to say about that, because he was so team Ariana, but now he's been hanging with the Toms lately, so I'm sure he'll have something to say.
Yeah.
When someone asked him, what do you feel about Ariana saying she's team Britney? He's like, he's going to pop off with something.
I swear to God, like, if the Toms and Jax get, like, a show of them being single, I'm going to just, like, just jump off of a pier.
Oh, God. Don't. Why did you even put that out into the universe?
Because I haven't got over them saying that Sandoval got his own little thing going on. And I can't. I don't know.
Do you want to finish up with the after show here? And then we do this other one with the trailers and
sure.
updates?
Sure.
Okay. Since this is all episode related.
Yeah.
I did want to point out also, besides Katie, the real star of this episode that was very chill and calming force was Mr. Banks. Shout out.
Yes, absolutely.
So, okay, we figured out, okay, the timeline of these after shows probably filmed like early February, late January, right?
Yeah. I feel like we could look at Sheena's hair because her hair was, you know, she's got her blonde hair going on.
And now we're introduced to the Valley people on the Vanderpump after show, which maybe some crossover makes sense, but not, I don't know. But in case anyone missed Brittany's laugh, it's right here. As soon as she starts out of the gate with a bang. Oh, okay. Lala's birth baby is due on September 1st, one day before your and Lala's birthday.
Yeah.
Also, I'd like to remind everyone, next Tuesday is my birthday, so please shower me with gifts. And I'm just kidding. We already were. Kristen is with Sheena. Kristen?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a weird combo. Brittany with Lala.
Yeah, I didn't like it as much because the reason why I love the after show is usually it's like the dueling forces are talking against the other ones. And it's just so interesting because you can capture more of where they are right now because of the things that they're letting like fly out of their mouth. So this was like, I still liked it. I liked seeing everybody, but
like, why are we seeing Zach, Jasmine, and Luke weighing in?
Yeah.
They have nothing to do with this cast.
Totally. And yeah, it felt a little insulting to me, actually. I was like, no. No.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fine. They can do their own after show, like, when it's their show.
Yeah.
And I also didn't feel like, oh, I got to know everyone way better. Now I'm excited for the Valley. You know, it's feeling a little, like, shoved down the throat to me.
I think I've said this before, but it just, every time he comes on screen, because I really like Kristen and Luke's podcast. I like him on it. He's like the voice of reason, and he's very calm and like has a nice voice. But every time he comes on my screen, all I think is Kris Kringle. Do you get any of that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So Tom says Lala just wants a baby. She doesn't want the man. She just wants, you know, whatever, the man's sperm. She's like, she's got a mom. Her mom, Lisa. Like, that's kind of a weird statement to make. Like, she's got a mom. His name is Lisa.
Yeah, I think people are always going to be cracking stuff about Lala's situation. I like that she's making the decision for herself and, like, no one's going to sway her, not even Lisa. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. I don't know how I would feel. I don't know if I'm just going to say it. I feel like a lot of the ways that she's looking at things is she's looking at things like that her kids are going to be babies forever, which when you're in that stage, I totally get it. Like, you think your kids are going to be like little forever and you're in this thing and you can't imagine dropping them off at Christmas or whatever it is. But this crazy thing happens where they grow up and you're not in that stage anymore and like things change and kids are going to have questions. And I just don't think that it's always going to be like, even though she thinks it's very black and white where she's like, this is my kid, that's it. I still, like, if it were me, I would, like, love my story that, like, my mom had me on her own. But I would be very damn curious to know who my father was. And
it might, could be hard because she's going to have her sister, or he's going to have his sister, Ocean, who very much knows who her father is.
Yeah.
So that younger kid's going to be like, why don't I get a father?
And, at the same time. Yeah. And Chad's mom, you know, she was adopted. She doesn't know who her father is. And she has never stopped looking, you know, and like it bothered her, you know, her adoptive mom. Like, it's hard. There's hard things that still are going to happen. And I'm sure she's aware of that. I was just like, when she just thinks it's going to be so easy, I don't, you know, kids have questions and I don't know. And then I would be, if I was Ocean, I would be so upset, like, if I was a teen looking back at these interviews and being like, so you had another baby to not have the problems that I have of having to go see my dad. Like, so you have this perfect child now that's with you 24/7 that you can love on. And then there's me, who was your first try, that was like, oh, I didn't get that one right, but here we go. Now going forward, you know, like, to me, I don't know. I just, I can't help but, and it's, of course it's not Ocean's fault. And I don't think she's meaning to say that, but I just can't help but go like, it just makes me cringe a little bit for Ocean.
Yeah. We're just saying what the potential obstacles both kids are going to run into grow up.
Yes.
Like, I'm all for what she did.
Me too.
I totally do that. If I ever truly wanted children, I would totally do that. Sounds a lot easier than, but you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, their own. I like that she's entertaining all options.
Me too. And I, you know what? I think it's actually, this is horrible to say, but like, from an entertainment point of view, it'll be really interesting to follow her journey. And I don't think that it's going to be over when she gives birth. Like, it would be very interesting to follow along to see how this does work out for her, because, you know, it's not talked about a lot. So I think it's super interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So this whole next part of the after show, like, they should have saved this after show for the Valley, because why are they talking about Jax cheating on Vanderpump episode 7 after show? The whole, it's like, we've got Jack saying Katie made it all up, she created these rumors, then we're talking about Reddit, we're talking about Janet, the Reddit troll and Reddit expert, really debunked it because she dug into the rumor. We've got Zach weighing in, Jesse, Leo, Daniel, like all these people that aren't on the show, nor is Jax.
It seemed like very premature. Like, we don't really care about that on this show. And all they did was like vaguely mention it. So it didn't quite, I think they chose the wrong episode for this. And
he hasn't even been seen on this season yet.
And like, to me, it would confuse like some of the newer viewers as to what the hell is happening, because
exactly,
like, some people might not even know Jax. There's a few people that like I have come across from that have tuned in since Scandival. They don't know who the hell Jax is.
They started in season 10. Yeah. Even Nick Vile started watching season 10 and then he went back.
Yes. Like,
you got a podcast on this show and you've never seen season 1, F off.
And like, and speaking of two podcasters, us, who actually went to Kentucky and are very involved with Jax and Brittany, like, I was barely even following what was going on. It was confusing. And like I said, with everyone being like, oh no, I think Jax, he has changed, that he wouldn't do that to Brittany. There's no way. It's like, do you, like, we are day one fans of this show. We know that's not true. It's just not a true fact. And like the way producer Jerry's like, so Jax, is any of this actually true? Like, it's like, that's a setup for, yes, it is. Like, that's how his lies start.
Like, and Sheena's going to cry because she's like, Brittany's dialed in. She's got all his passwords and his DMs. So now we're going to have Sheena crying like, he fooled me.
He looked me in my eyes with my lashes on and said he didn't.
Nobody's caring how this affects me. It's another guy I've known for 12 years and what he did to me.
It's like, Sheena has like put out some of like the weirdest merch choices I've ever seen. But like, she really should make one that just says, it's all about me. I feel like it would sell well. And some people really like things being all about them. You know, like, I might wear a shirt like that. Like, cool. I don't know. It's all happening and it's all about me. There we go. The Sheena show.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know why these other freaking Jesse and Leo and Dan, why are they weighing in here? Just save it. You'll have your moment. We want to hear from you later.
And we don't want to hear it. Like, yeah, I'm going to pretend like I didn't even see this after show, because I like what I'm seeing in the previews and everything. Like, I'm not like, because this is almost not working for me.
Well, and these blind items, they're always out there for like years. And it's always like Ariana said, like, oh, this former bar star, blah, blah. It's like, oh, who could it be? But then she said there was the one out there about the two Toms, and that the one Tom who you wouldn't suspect is just a ruse to cover up the other Tom. She's like, that one turned out to be true, so who knows?
I remember that one.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah. Especially after the Coachella mix-up.
Yeah.
I liked too that they're kind of talking about, like, Katie's referencing the optics of Sheena. She's like, no, you can make your choices. She's like, yeah, we all do cast photos. She goes, I was stuck next to Sandoval in a different cast photo, and you can see me turned away, like the way I sit on an airplane to get away from a seatmate, you know, like you're turned.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And she's like, Sheena's leaning in, smiling, arm around, you know, and then it's like evidence. It's like a trial. You know, it's not one thing. But she goes, but then, you know, she's in his hotel room at BravoCon. She is, seen at Life is Beautiful with him, which was like September.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pattern.
See, that's the thing about Katie. Like, I actually was up reading this morning, and a lot of people are coming out just disgusted with Katie in this episode, which was the exact opposite of how I felt. Like, there's a lot of Katie hate right now. I would say it's like 50-50. Like, people are either celebrating her or they're absolutely just saying, Katie's a miserable person. Get her off the show. Like, she has no storyline. She's like a bully. People are making some strong cases for their hatred of Katie. But I can't, when she comes with the receipts and when she is saying things that I have absolutely thought, like, I can't get on that train. I agreed with her this week. I was like nodding my head and waving my hand.
Nodding my head like, yeah.
Yeah.
She was a champion.
Yeah.
She didn't back down. Like, yes, of course, we've all said that about Katie. Like, shut up, Katie. But don't.
Yeah, I mean, like, you want to talk about, like, trauma, really look what Katie has dealt with dealing with the Toms. Like, she's been saying stuff about them from the beginning, and no one listens to her. It's like, she's been telling everyone, and no one listens.
Right? And you can tell it does get to her. She's got a stone-cold ice face, but she did start to tear up. She's like, Sandoval interfered in my marriage. She, like, made my own husband think I'm a monster. She was tearing up. Like, it does affect her. Her feelings are there. She's just, she's got such armor because she's had to.
Yeah. Well, the other thing that, like, I really liked that she said, which is true, is it's like, the things that are happening are literally consequences of the choices that these people are making, Sheena included. It's like, she's making these choices to do these things, and then she turns around and, like, makes herself the victim about it. You know, it's like, when really, it's like, what you're doing is cause. I don't know. I think that's true. It's true.
Yeah, and thinking of all the stuff she's had to go through that we don't even know about. So I was talking to a friend recently who used to live in LA, and her friend and roommate was, like, best friends with Brody Jenner. So she said, I'd get home and there's Brody sitting on the couch. And it's like, oh my God, like, can you imagine? But she would, you know, go out all the time and see Schwartz. Like, she goes, I'd go to Laurel Hardware and I saw him making out with a chick, like, all the time. She's like, this is obviously during the Katie era. You know, he got with Katie right when he moved to L.A.
Yeah.
And she said it was several times. She said she also saw Sandoval do it, Jax, when Jax was with Brittany, like, in the early era, though. Like, when she was just moving here, you know, Kentucky to L.A. But yeah, it was the Schwartz, the multiple times, and, like, she listed the bars and everything. I was like, so Katie, there's a lot more that Katie's probably dealt with and put up with that just probably out of her own pride doesn't want revealed, but she's probably had to deal with so much more than we even know.
Yeah, for sure.
What did you think of the Nia being Raquel's pageant coach? And that she was a judge of hers, a co-contestant, like when Raquel was doing the teenage and Nia was doing the regular. And then she coached her for that Miss California pageant that you were at.
Crazy.
Yeah, so there's a tie-in, because I couldn't understand really, like, now where does Nia and Daniel fit in? Like, it was, did you go back and look to see him now?
Yes, yeah. I recognize, him. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, he looks a little different. So, that, I don't know, I thought that was an interesting tie-in, and the fact that, like, you were there at that pageant. And...
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. I like, I'm liking Leo. He's like the voice of reason. He's kind of like the Luke. He said he used to be good friends with Sandoval, but he hasn't spoken to him in 10 months or so. He goes, and I really don't want to, on like his own accord, not because like Janet's telling him. It's like, no, I have no desire. I know what he did, and ew.
Yeah.
I liked him on the trailer of the Valley and everything else I saw. You know, but he's probably not going to, he's not going to be the one bringing the watchable entertainment, but you need that.
Totally.
You know, you need someone for balance. Jesse and Michelle sold Sheena her Sherman Oaks home.
Oh, interesting. I was laughing about that.
Interesting that they live by Chateau Marmont and not in the Valley, as they want to make sure everyone knows.
Yeah.
This Valley map, I guess we'll get into it on the trailer. They can't ride a golf cart to each other's houses, basically. And then Reseda, who the hell, like, okay, we'll get into it on the trailer.
Yeah.
James said he lost those sunglasses Sandoval gave him that night. But he said they were ladies' glasses anyways. And Brock's like, I'd still wear them. He's like, of course you would. Look at your shoes. And that's when we see his witchy heels. That was funny.
Oh my gosh.
They were ladies' glasses. And Allie, Elton John, like, what the hell are you talking about? He doesn't wear those kind of glasses.
I know, that was funny. They all were like, Elton John?
And then right as James was talking about the glasses, how he was saying, yeah, like, Brock and James were making fun of Sandoval, making a grandiose gesture like he does. He's like, yeah, he had them, like, on his head or something. And I thought instantly, ew, all that, like, hair grease is going to be on the glasses on your eyes. And then James says, it's like, that it's going to be all greasy. Like, wipe them off, bro. You know, I'm like, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah, especially because Sandoval's here. Like, his sweat and his...
Ew. I can't.
Just picture him at the club when he's throws his hair back and, like, runs his hand through it for the...
And I would want the sunglass case.
Yeah. Yeah. So, they called him out saying he's just showboating as he likes to do on his little gift-giving. Brock said it was very orchestrated, his gift-giving.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's the episode.
Well, you guys, we're clocking in at about an hour and 40 minutes for this episode, so we really hope you stuck with us.
We'll be back shortly with the Valley trailer, the mid-season Vanderpump trailer, and anything else that's been going on in the Vanderpumpian world. So when you see two podcasts post, you listen to them both.
That's right.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye.